Girl, Real Talk.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Rich Girl Real Talk, where the vibe is elevation and joy. I'm your host, Erica Rich, and I am so happy that you are with me today. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about peace and keeping your peace. Your peace is priceless. Your peace is worth a lot, and it's invaluable. Again, I say priceless because again, you can't put money on peace. And even if you decided to take a vacation right now, that amount of money, if you don't have inner peace, it won't matter because the same problems that you carry in your head are going to be shipped in a pretty package on American Airlines to the Dominican Republic resort or to Fiji. The point is that you can't really escape by leaving physically, but also making sure that mentally that you have peace within your mind and in your heart. Now, how do we get to peace? It's an act of choice every single day to get to peace, because there's always something that can DTP, disturb the peace, because of just life. And when life happens, what do we do? Are we going to choose to allow it to take that from us, take that joy, take that peace from us, or are we going to protect it at all cost? Getting to this stage in my life, I say, I'm protecting that peace. If it doesn't feel good, if it don't look good, and if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to say, hey, let me do my test. Let me do my battery test. Is this essential? Okay. Is this something that's going to benefit me or my family in the long run if we go through this? Okay. Is this something that I could live with forever and be cool with? And among many other tests and different questions that you can propose to yourself. But the point is that all those things matter when we start to engage with things that could potentially disturb our peace. Now, how do we fight for peace? Well, it's easy to say how we will fight for peace when we're in a space where we cool right now, or maybe not. And we're just trying to grasp up that hill and hold on to the breath and hold on to the focus of getting up out of that miry clay. And I would say the best thing to do is take that step back. You know, it's always go, 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 go. And you figure it out as you go, go, go. But sometimes you have to slow down so that you can catch up, so that you can catch momentum. And that is very essential when it comes to how we handle what disturbs our peace. Are we going to sit back and say, let me reflect on what this is really doing to me? And is it good for me? Is it good for my growth? Is it good for my family? Is it good for my psyche at the end of the day? Because there are ways that we can use stress, which is positive stress, to help keep pushing towards a goal that we know is going to be beneficial at the end. But if it's something that's a peer pressure based situation, or even a self-motivation, self-deprecation situation where we're like, I feel like I have to do this. If I don't feel this or do this, I won't have this value, or I won't be enough or feel enough, or they'll hate me for this if I don't commit. And that's where we have to really say, are we living to please them, or are we living to please ourselves? And ultimately for me, is this going to be edifying God? Because when I'm at peace with God, that peace trickles into everything that's going my way. Because even in the midst of it all, hello now, come on, I'm finna go there. The Prince of Peace is gonna give you the perfect peace as long as you keep your mind stayed on He. And I say that with a little bit of church in it, but a whole lot of real in it. Because when you're focused on God to say, God, this sucks. God, I need you. I need you to get me from step A to step B and all the way down to step F. Okay, and maybe even to step M. But either way, I need you there. I need you to wrap your loving arms around me because I don't like this. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't sit well in my spirit. Is this where you want me to go? And that step back, when we ask God, is this where you want me to go? Well, that's the question. Do we need to go there? If it's crickets, if your inner peace is saying, girl, I don't want you to go, but God is saying, okay, this is where I need you to go, it's a difference. But if it's crickets and you don't hear God saying, do I need to go here? You might want to sit your butt down. You might sit your butt down, have a little iced tea, a little chill pill, and say, okay, God, where do we go next? But when we do that, it allows us to regroup, reassess, and make sure that our next steps matter. You know, I feel like it's kind of me reaching back from my previous episodes of me talking about we need to make sure that whatever we're doing in that moment, we can live with and feel good about it. And those all play a big role in maintaining and keeping our peace. Because if it doesn't feel right, and there are so many red flags, and you're not going to Six Flags, you might want to reassess. I love to feel the idea of new ideas and of new perspectives and new adventures. But at the same time, it's got to be purposeful. It's got to be purposeful. And I think that when we're looking at that, that's all about a part of being able to walk in our own peace is reassessing, reevaluating, and also feeling good about the decisions. And sometimes if it's not a perfect situation, in hindsight, we knew that it was good for us, for that pruning, for that tilling of our ground, for us to be able to cultivate fresh crops that will last forever in our minds and in our hearts and say, man, that was a good idea. That was a good adventure. That was a good challenge for me to say, because of that, I am here. Because of this, I am stronger. Because of me saying no, I feel better. And we should all want to feel better. And we should all want to make sure that we are being mindful. And how do we protect our peace? Like I said, one, we want to sit back, take that step back, pause for a minute, pause for the cause, and reevaluate. And then from there, we make that decision. And then we keep moving forward. And then during the day, when the things start to feel like, whoa, 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 this is something that's trying to take my peace, what is this challenge really posing to me? What can I do in this moment to take that breath? What can I do to keep myself from losing my crap on somebody? Well, we can actually humanize the experience. Can we say to ourselves, now have we felt this way? Have we done this before? Have we gone a route where we said, hurry up, get out of my way? And in fact, we weren't really missing a damn thing. Excuse my language, but we weren't. We weren't missing anything. We weren't missing out. We got there on time. And if we weren't supposed to be there, it just was what it was. And sometimes it was good we weren't there. And we're so stressed out in the moment, but in hindsight, we're like, oh, thank you, God. Ooh-wee, that was something I'm glad I missed out on. And also just saying, I'm not going to let you piss me off today. because you're having a bad day. I love that Tabitha Brown, she says, now, if you're having a bad day, don't go and mess up somebody else's day. Don't do that. But if those people do try, just say, look here, what you're not going to do is take my peace away from me. But if I have time today, then I might just have time today. But then again, we just go back to learning that lesson and then just keep on moving. And I bring that up to say that it's not always easy to turn the other cheek. It's not always easy to not have the time. But each time that we do try and we get up and we become the more actualized individuals that we ascribe to be, you know, it's a win. It's a win for everybody, because nobody wants to see each other in jail. I mean, you know, things happen, but in hindsight, are you really down to ride like that? No, but on the serious note, we have to recognize that being careful, being mindful, and saying, is this the decision that's going to make me regret something for the rest of my life? Or is this going to be the individual that stops my day? This one individual is going to be the one that stops my day from being as wonderful as it possibly can be? No, we could never let them have that much power. We got to start thinking on things that are keeping us in the joy and the elevation space. We have to start thinking about what it is that our goals are. Thinking about looking forward to getting home to see our family. Getting on the phone to talk to a loved one, talk to a, you know, good friend, and them stopping us from having a good day or sharing the wonderful things that happened to us on that day. No, they don't get that. They don't get to have all of our 10 to 20 hours of the day being wonderful to that 1 hour where this fool want to act up. No, they don't need that power. And we have the choice to give them the power, or to continue to keep it and hold on tight to it. And I'm going to urge you to hold on tight to yours. And again, you know, we're human. And when we're human, we make human mistakes as well as human triumphs. So just remember that if you fall, you can get back up. We just take it. We just take it for what it is, but we don't hold on to it. Because if we hold on to it, how can we pick up new things? Pick up new experiences, pick up joy, pick up the new joy of the day, pick up the new peace for the day, pick up the new experience of the day, and hold on to that. Hold on to the love and the good memories versus the time when you get to your family, you going on an hour rant because somebody cut you off in traffic. They don't need that power. And their family doesn't deserve to talk about that all night. They deserve to watch all they shows with you, eat the popcorn, and go about their good night. But again, like I said, we all have to recognize how to hold on to that peace and figuring out what that looks like for us. So I implore you to just ensure that you are making the decisions to say, I'm going to protect my peace. I'm going to hold on to my peace. And not one individual is worthy of me throwing away my whole day because they want to act crazy. No, they don't get that power. They don't deserve that power. You reclaim your time, Maxine. You reclaim your time, honey. And you don't let nobody stop you, okay? You don't let them stop you. I would say can't stop, won't stop, but I don't know if I'm ready to do that right now just yet. If you know, you know. But as I close out, I just want you to reflect on your day so far. Did you have a good day at work? Did you have a good commute? Did you have a good workout? Did you find out something that blew your mind today? Did your lover send you a beautiful text? Did your father or your mother send you a sweet little candy gram? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, our parents or our loved ones that we deem as our, you know, our love parents, they will do such sweet things for us. And that puts us in a space of joy. And joy comes peace because we can say, oh, I know that that person loves me. They want the best for me. And they're wishing this day to be a better day, excuse me, than this moment. I'm going to think on these things. I'm going to think on this great experience. And I'm not going to allow anything to stop me from being my best self. That's me signing off, saying, I want you to be your best self and let no one take anything from you because it doesn't belong to them. So they can't have it unless you choose to give it. Before I go, I want you to know you are beautiful, you are a light, and you are worthy of happiness and love. And I also want to provide you with a scripture about peace. So hold that thought. I know you're holding. I know you're ready. I got one for you now, too. It's a good one. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. May the Lord be with you all, my sweet, beautiful people. And I pray that you have a blessed day. And remember, you have the power to control how that peace remains in your day and in your life and in your forever. Bye for now.